Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, holiday version. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and if you're just getting in your car and you want to get in, those are all the ways you can do it. Got the A-team here today, minus Jung.
Hey now!
Well, I have to say, Tyler does a pretty good job.
He's all right.
He's gotten into the routine here.
Yeah, he's been, he's could be crappier.
So,
he's been crappier before.
Craig Koshkin and Jermaine Every filled in for Joel and Barry. Are they doing that again?
I think they are doing that tomorrow.
Okay.
Jermaine always has a co-host named Craig.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But I didn't get a chance to listen. I'll try to listen tomorrow.
One's nickname is Lesbian. The other one looks like a lesbian. It's crazy.
Have you seen him in drag? Dude.
Craig Koshkin?
Yeah.
No.
You're just not hanging out in the right
clothes. No, I'm not.
Joe says... talk about Star Wars, says, I've seen it and thought it was a spoiler. Definition of spoiler changes from person to person, in my opinion. I would just say, if you cared enough...
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, you should have seen it by now. It's just like when I didn't watch Stranger Things when everybody else did. It was like 3 weeks later, and AJ's dropping spoilers. I'm not going to get mad because I'm going to see him on Twitter anyway. I've seen Star Wars spoilers all over Twitter. And there's nothing you can do about it. So if I cared enough to see it before now... Then okay.
Right.
And you guys have had time off now, too, so you got no excuse.
Right.
You should have gone and seen it. 713-780-ESPN. So, did you see that Steeler fan is melting down because Harrison signed with the Patriots?
Who cares?
I mean, really. It's not your... For one thing, you cut him, okay?
Yeah.
He can sign wherever the hell he wants.
This happens.
You know, burning Harrison jerseys? Come on, Steeler fan. You're supposed to be better than that. And I praised you guys in my article on Monday. I retract that, sirs and madams. Shame bells for those of you who are burning jerseys and acting like dickweeds over it.
Yeah.
Shame.
Let's try a call. What's that name? I can't read that name from here. I think it's Jamie. Okay. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
All right. I heard only a little bit of when you guys were talking about the coaches that were on the hot seat. So my question is, if the Bills don't make the playoffs, what are the odds that they fire Sean McDermott?
I don't think there's any way they fire
him. I don't think so either. I mean, it's a... they're seeing progress. And in his... I haven't even heard like a potential rumor of that.
No, there's no way they're firing that
he's
guy.
He's 8-7 in his first year.
In a year that they're trying to rebuild and stay, you know, get decent at the same time, they traded away Watkins, they traded away Darius, and he's still going to at worst be 8-8.
Which, by the way, like if you fire every coach who doesn't make the playoffs in Buffalo,
yeah,
you're never going to have a coach.
You're going to have a new coach every year.
Yeah.
Because it's been that long.
No, like I'm not a big believer in firing guys after one season. But like, if you wanted to make an argument to fire Hugh Jackson after 1 year, I could have heard that. Like this year, you want to make an argument about Vance Joseph? Okay, like a guy goes 9-7 or 8-8, even if you don't make the playoffs, that to me that's all right. Maybe you got something there. And I'm not crazy about the guy either. I wasn't crazy about the hire when they made it. But you can't fire a guy who doesn't have a losing season his first year.
Yeah. That's just...
If you do that, you look like a bad organization.
Yeah.
You're turning into the Raiders, like the Al Davis Raiders.
You're turning into the Browns. I mean, that's just not even a conversation. That's why his name hasn't come up, because there's no reason it should. And, yeah, the reality is... And that's, but that is like absolute fan mentality. Let's fire the coach every year after 1 year. If you really honestly thought that team was going to be as overachieved, he's made one mistake starting Nathan Peterman in that game against the Chargers, and that may cost him the playoffs.
And it may but not I don't think
they,
mattered.
They weren't going to win that game anyway. So, 713-780-ESPN. And, again, who are you going to replace him with?
Right.
Who's going to be better at Buffalo? Because who has?
Marv Levy.
Yeah. So, Not Lamont says, explain the spoiler culture, because I would think NFL and college football games are in demand. Do people expect you not to talk about games either? I think people look at sports different.
Sports, there's no timeline on it. Like, you have to expect that people are going to talk about it immediately.
But I think a lot of TV shows have become that. Like Game of Thrones, if you're not watching it when it comes on, you're going to get spoiled if you're on Twitter. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking about, did you see the ice dragon? You know, that kind of stuff.
But honestly, like, the reality is 2 weeks, I mean, there's almost nothing that you can go 2 weeks without hearing about or seeing someone talk about on the internet. That's asking a little much.
Logan asked, would you consider Romeo Crennel for the job for O'Brien's? No, I would not.
No.
He's, that dude, I mean, what is he? I don't even know what he's doing now. And if he's not helping with that defense, which he should be doing, if he is helping with the defense, they suck.
Yeah, he's
and if he's
an
not,
assistant coach for the defense. I don't know if he's, I guess he's the assistant head coach. I don't know what it is, but he's overseeing the worst defense in the league.
And I got to tell you, if they do make a change, and I'm on record as saying he should get one more year. I don't think they should make a change. But for Tebow's sake, let's get away from this damn Patriots thing.
Yeah. By the way, Romeo Crennel had like one win for every two losses in his career as an NFL head coach. Yeah. So I'll pass.
Go ask Chiefs fan about him.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Cole.
And he's in his 70s.
Yeah, I don't want a 70-year-old.
Hey, guys.
Hey, now.
Hey, guys. Yeah, with Bill O'Brien possibly being let go this year, I was just
he's not obviously. Wait. He's not obviously being let go. There's just
possibly.
Oh, I thought you said obviously being
okay.
Let go. Okay. No, it's
the
not
possibility
obvious.
Of him being let go is what I said. But okay. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Bruce Arians. There's some rumors swirling around about him possibly leaving the Cardinals. And if not Bruce Arians, what are some other names that you guys think, or some other coaches in the league that you think would be a great candidate for the Texans? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we spent a lot of the first hour throwing out candidates, so I'm not going to dive back into that too much, but it's all in the podcast. But
we talked about the people who could possibly be fired.
Yeah,
we talked yesterday about potential replacements.
We've been talking about potential replacements for 2 weeks.
And I've said Frank Reich's name a couple times. I'll say Matt LaFleur's name a second time, the guy who's the OC in L.A. with the Rams.
Yeah, that's an intriguing one. But I've still said all along, it's like if Jim Harbaugh wants to leave Michigan, which there are rumors about that, that's your number one target, and that's who you should go after. But I don't know that these other guys would be an upgrade. And yeah, I don't know that I'm ready to make that move. But Bruce Arians, I don't think, would be a very good fit for a guy like Deshaun Watson. Bruce Arians likes drop-back quarterbacks. He likes those deep drops. He likes big guys. And I don't think that would be a match. And, yeah, I think he's kind of run his course, too.
And actually, what I told you all earlier about him saying that he was going to leave, apparently he is dispelling those rumors. He says it's fake news. So, my bad.
Well, we'll see.
For putting that out there.
A lot of people, there's an ice dragon? Wait, there's an ice dragon?
Yeah.
What ice dragon? Next you're going to say John hooks up with his aunt. Yeah.
But this is a spoiler alert. Darth Vader, it turns out he's Luke's dad.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But now, I Bruce Arians doesn't excite me. I think he's a good coach, but he's... He's been successful with a certain kind of quarterback. Big Ben, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, bigger guys who, you know, drop back, throw deep. I don't know how willing he'd be to adjust to a guy like Deshaun Watson. And plus, and that's another old guy. I don't want another old guy. It's just me.
Chewbacca dies in the new movie. Spoiler alert. Chewbacca dies. Spoiler alert.
That actually might make some people mad.
Oh, well. It's too late,
Tyler. If you're one of those people who's going around in your Star Wars underwear, you've already seen the movie.
Right.
Does he really? Or are you just making that up? I don't know.
You'll just have to
find out for yourself.
Because I know you're capable of lying through your teeth. So,
is that a fake spoiler alert?
All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Even the traffic people are off this week.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't even recognize that person. Who was that, Tyler?
Alicia Alanis.
Okay. Because I'm looking at Transtar to see if she missed anything, just so I can help you guys out. But
she's missed a couple sponsors so far.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Come on.
Reminds me, I need to tell you about... No. Well, I'm looking at 59 heading to downtown. There's a lot of red. And, yeah, the 610 loop. And then there's a couple incidents out on 45 as well. The South Gulf Freeway.
Yeah.
Near 610.
Trent says, what are the odds the Seahawks start a long-term rebuild versus a quick rebuild, and what would that rebuild consist of?
I bet it's a quick rebuild because you've got the quarterback. I don't think, and I do think there've been.
And he's locked up long-term.
Yeah, and there have been rumors about trading Richard Sherman or Earl Thomas, moving on from those guys. Maybe you do that. I don't think you move on from both of them. I think maybe you move on from one and use some of these draft picks you've piled up to get another one. Oh, they traded some picks away, too. But I don't think there's a long rebuild there. As long as you've got a quarterback that's your franchise guy, you're not looking at tearing things completely up.
I agree.
They need more help on the offensive line. And Dwayne Brown hasn't really worked out for him the way they thought he was going to. And, you know, I think you'll still have him, obviously. But I don't think that's a long-term thing. I think they can be contending again next year, even if they do get rid of one of those guys. But you don't get rid of all of them at once. That's not a franchise where I think they should be hitting the reset button. That's one where you just make a few little changes here and there.
Adjustments.
Bryce, hey, Fred, aren't there actual ice dragons that basically exhale blizzards versus Viserion, who exhales super hot blue flames that can melt walls? True. And then Mike, why do you even broadcast that the West Loop is crawling? That's like saying the sun is coming up tomorrow. That wasn't us. That was the traffic lady. I'm trying to help you guys out by looking at Transtar, you know, because I know that they don't have a lot of time on those things. Usually it's like one pile up somewhere, and then the rest is all sponsors. So I'm trying to help the people out. I'm trying to be considerate of the people because we care. Is that Jones? Is that
Jonesy? Sports to you, Jones.
Sports.
Hey now.
Hey, I wanted to get y'all a take. What if if Bill O'Reilly is let go? What y'all think about the offensive coordinator with the Vikings? I think he's going to be gone after this season. What if him teaming up with Deshaun Watson? What y'all think about that?
Pat Shurmur is the Vikings OC, and Bill O'Reilly actually was fired by Fox
for
sexual misconduct,
inappropriate behavior with women.
Yeah.
So I don't think Shurmur would make a good political commentator. I'm going to go on record as saying that.
I'm not crazy about Shurmur as a head coach. I don't think. And granted, his one shot at head coaching was in Cleveland, and I'm
willing to forgive that.
Yeah, it's not really a place where you can win, to be honest. But that said, think about this: his 2 years in Cleveland, 10-23. You don't think Cleveland would kill for that right now?
Well, I don't know if they'd kill, but they'd sure take it over 1-30,
right?
Which is where they are right now.
But
some red on I-10 heading into downtown now inside the loop.
And the other thing is that with the Vikings, I mean, you're not talking about a high powered offense. I don't think the Vikings are getting where they're getting on their offense. I mean, Keenum's been efficient and they've run the ball well, but that's a defensive team, you know. And it almost feels like you're putting Deshaun in the hands of someone who almost hasn't earned him.
Yeah, I think the Vikings, I'm kind of coming around on the Vikings. I really starting to wonder if they can get out of the NFC, because I almost have to scratch the Eagles with Foles.
I'm with you.
And they might wind up, and especially if the Eagles lose in their first playoff game.
Right.
It's going to be hard to go in and beat that Vikings team in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Although, I'll give you this. Minnesota's seventh in weighted offense in the league.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
So, I'm trying to find their non-adjusted. But New England, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, L.A. Rams, KC, Philadelphia are the only teams ahead of them.
See, I don't think of KC as an offensive team either.
But they put up some...
Early in the season, they put up some big numbers.
And recently they have as well.
Yeah.
They just had that really awful stretch that seemed to come out of nowhere.
But what about George Edwards? If you're looking at a coordinator, why not look at the defensive coordinator there in Minnesota, who's not a retread, who hasn't, you know, hasn't tried and failed somewhere else?
Here's what I do from the Texans. I give O'Brien one more year. And then I hire the best defensive mind that gets fired as a head coach, whether it's Chuck Pagano or
Marvin Lewis
as my defensive coordinator. I want a guy with experience as a head coach who was a really good defensive coordinator before he got the head coaching job.
So you want Jeff Fisher?
I would take Jeff Fisher.
As a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, as a defensive coordinator.
I wouldn't hate that.
You know, John Fox?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of names I would look for and go out and spend some money on them. And figure if you come back next year with a big effort, those are guys who might get another opportunity if your team does really well. And I that's kind of what they did when they went out and got Cornell, is a guy who was a really good defensive coordinator who failed as a head coach. That's what I always like to see teams do. And it worked for the Texans when they went and got Wade Phillips.
Yep.
All right, we got time for one more here?
Yeah, that's Kevin.
Kevin?
Hey, sports Kevin.
Different from Kev.
Kevo.
Sports gentlemen, Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller, love the show. Hey, guys, I want to know, why do you guys think that the running backs are just such a dime a dozen? I mean, you only have a few good running backs in the league, and basically they're tearing it up. I mean, and also when you look at the draft the last couple of years, they've been having some really good running backs that that got drafted high as well, too. I mean, if they're such a dime a dozen, why aren't more teams doing well with draft picks? Thank you, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you know, here's that kind of goes both ways, because you could also say, well, it'd be nice if these teams would spend some money on the offensive line. But Alvin Kamara, you could argue, has been the most he's been the breakout running back of this year's class. He was a third-round pick. So,
yeah, now Dalvin Cook looked like he was on his way to having a great season.
Sure he did.
But here's the problem is these guys get hurt a lot, too.
They always do.
Yeah. And you know, you look at a guy like Todd Gurley and even Leonard Fournette. And that Fournette's had a real good year. He's made a big impact for him. He's been hurt a lot, too. So
Christian McCaffrey's been solid.
Yeah.
But would you rather have Christian McCaffrey with a first-round price tag or Alvin Kamara with a third-round price tag?
See, and that's...
It's not even a question.
That's why I was okay when the Texans took Deontay Foreman where they did, because I think he has a chance to be, you know, he was looking like he was going to really be good, but who knows now. But they break, and they rarely make that huge impact. There's just not Eric Dickerson's running around out there anymore.
The two best running backs, and granted, there's a long way to go, and I still think Leonard Fournette's going to be very good. I still think Christian McCaffrey's going to be very good. But the two best running backs out of this draft were Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara, both drafted in the third round.
And the Saints had to get rid of Adrian Peterson for Kamara to kind of step up.
So that's why. Because running backs don't last forever. That's just the reality of it. And if you can draft an offensive lineman in the first round that can play for you for 15 years versus a running back who will be good for, let's say, 7-8 tops in most cases.
Yeah, at best.
Right. Unless you get every once in a while, there's an Adrian Peterson.
Every once in a while, there's Le'Veon Bell in the second round.
But are you... Yeah, exactly.
And that's a thing. If you tell me I can get Le'Veon Bell in the second round, I'm never drafting a running back in the first round. I don't care who you think he is.
Yeah.
It's just... But that's the thing. It's so hard to... You know, people keep talking about wanting to move on from Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller is an above-average back
in
the league.
He's fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he's not Le'Veon Bell, but yeah, that's the thing. So I'm not downplaying their importance. I'm just downplaying what I'm willing to invest in them.
Right.
Because the reality is, it's just even let's say Todd Gurley continues and has a great season. And really, Zeke Elliott, you've gotten a ton out of if you're the Cowboys for where he went.
Now, Todd Gurley was one of the few guys who I thought Todd Gurley was a Adrian Peterson type generational back, but I still wasn't looking to draft him, and he ended up going 10th, which I think was a bargain almost. But even if I would have had the first pick, and I guess the year that he came out, it was Jameis Winston was the first pick. And if I'm choosing between Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota or Todd Gurley, I'll still take Winston or Mariota, even based on, and both of them had a down year. Todd Gurley's an MVP candidate, but Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, I still feel, have room to grow.
Well, and here's the other thing. Are you going to be surprised if next year Todd Gurley breaks?
No.
Zeke Elliott breaks?
No.
Especially the usage. Now, he got six games off this year, which I think will help him long term. But it's not just that, you know, when you start putting a lot of carries on these guys, I don't know that there's anybody that takes more punishment than a running back.
No,
because
there isn't.
Because they get hit several times with the ball. They're blocking when they're not running the football. And, I mean, almost every play they're getting hit. So, I mean, that there is an effect. There's very few guys that can do that long term and just keep going.
Sort of a funny thing about that, the Todd Gurley draft, 2015 draft, Todd Gurley goes 10th. Melvin Gordon goes 15th. So there was some running backs got taken. And mind you, both those are really good running backs. Like you got some really good guys there. Amir Abdullah goes in the second round. He's a trash can.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out at all.
You know who goes late in the third round? David Johnson. And coming into this year, everyone said, oh, my God, David Johnson's the best running back in the league. What happened?
He certainly was the best fantasy running back in the league.
What happened? He played three quarters and he's out for the season.
And I mean, he broke.
That's,
yeah,
they're you just. That's why I'd rather not make a big time investment in running back.
And sometimes it's not saying it doesn't work. Like I think Zeke Elliott's worked out for the Cowboys.
Yes,
but how long is he going to work out? But I'm looking at that draft where he went fourth. No other running backs taken until Derrick Henry in the second round.
Well, and listen, I think Zeke's good. I think we also saw that behind that offensive line, Alfred Morris was pretty good. Rod Smith was pretty good. I mean, it's
Kenyon Drake in the third round.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad running back.
CJ ProSize.
Yeah, CJ ProSize.
ProSize, yeah. That's a good. pretty scummy group there.
Jordan Howard, I think, was in that same draft class.
Haven't got to him yet. Tyler Irvin.
Okay.
Your Texans in the fourth round.
Yeah, there's your boy.
Is he broken?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. Kenneth Dixon was a guy I liked in the fourth round. He's broken. Devontae Booker was a fourth round pick.
Maybe I was wrong about Jordan Howard.
No, I don't see. Oh, yeah, he was fifth round.
He's pretty good.
You could argue second best guy in that draft that got him in the fifth round. You know what? No, he's not really a running back. Tariq Hill also in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good picks.
Not bad.
All right. Guys, I got to tell you about my bookie. And if you want to get in on any of the games this weekend, doesn't matter what sport you're into. You into tennis? You can bet it. You into college football? You can bet it. College basketball? Pro football? All of it available at MyBookie, and I'm telling you, man, I love this site. This is the only site I use now because you can make your money, you get paid, and that is a big deal. Plus, they've also got horses, they got greyhounds, they got everything you could bet on. And if you want to mess around with a casino, they got you covered on that too. Instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas slots right there in your hand. Boom, done, on your phone. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right there on your phone. Don't do it in traffic, though. Pull over to the side of the road and then sign up. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Get that extra 50% on your first deposit. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best. That's MyBookie.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Big Dog asking, do the Cowboys need to move on from Dez and pick a couple of wide receivers in the draft?
It's a tough question.
Yeah,
it's hard to move on from Dez because you see how good he can be, but that game last week was just, it was hard to watch.
Yeah,
and he was playing poorly, and then blaming other people for him playing poorly.
He's done before. I mean, yep. That's nothing new, and that's kind of what you get with him. But you also get a guy who can be a game changer. There's not many guys in the league. You're not going to get more than one hand of guys who have the physical talent it does at wide receiver. But, you know, I kind of threw this out semi-jokingly last week, but if I'm the Texans, I think I might think about trading Clowney if I can get a package for him. Because one thing, you pick up some draft picks, and you're gonna have to pay him big.
Yeah.
So you've already paid JJ big. Now you're gambling that he's going to come back healthy. But you might be able to fill three holes with that.
I think he's the best player on the team.
I agree. But, well, I think he's the best defensive player on the team. I don't know if he's don't know if he's better than DeAndre Hopkins is right now.
I mean, I could see an argument for Hopkins, but I'd rather have a Jadeveon Clowney on my team than a DeAndre Hopkins.
See, I don't know, because especially now that you have a quarterback, I mean, what difference has he really made on this team? He's played great. How's it helped him? What's the record?
Well, it's Hopkins helped.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but he also has nobody throwing the damn ball and
okay,
he's doing
this. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? God Andre Johnson was here all those years when the Texans couldn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a quarterback either. They finally got one, I think, if he's not broken.
Well, and I saw Deshaun Watson made Will Fuller look good.
Yeah, made him look like a decent pick for about 3 weeks.
But I tend to think that you can find a number one wide receiver easier than
But that's not the discussion. We're not talking about trading Hopkins. We're talking about trading Clowney.
No, I'm just saying that's why I could say Clowney's the best player on the team. I think it's impossible to find guys. It's almost impossible to find guys like him.
Yeah, see, I think you already have a guy like him when he's healthy.
When he's healthy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, do you think Clowney's going to keep staying healthy?
He's done pretty good.
He's done pretty good this year and last year, but that's another position where you get beat up.
Yeah.
And I think if somebody were going,
you know what else? You know, here's where I would say is a sort of a deciding factor on that. I've seen DeAndre Hopkins quit.
Not this year, you haven't.
No, not this year. But I've seen him quit. I haven't seen Deshaun Watson do or Jadeveon Clowney.
I've seen him quit on plays. Yes. And not a whole season like Hopkins did last year, but yeah, he's quit on some plays. There was one early in the season where he basically thought the guy was down and turns around to walk off, and it cost him a touchdown. I mean, that's, you know, it hasn't been often, but I've seen it. It's not what it was supposed to be when he was coming out of college, that he quits on a bunch of plays.
Right.
That hasn't been accurate, but I've seen him quit on plays, and it's more because he's just not paying attention, which I think is another issue. But no, I think he's great, and he's having a terrific season. But where are you going to play all these guys?
I can't trade him. I'll trade Whitney Mercilus. I'll trade a bunch of guys before I trade him. I just think he's a special talent.
But I also think you're going to get the biggest package for him.
Yeah.
You'll be able to fill two or three other holes. Now, your gamble is that J.J. Watt's healthy.
I don't think he's ever going to
be. But if you think about it, I mean, those two guys.
Not to say I don't think he'll ever be healthy. I just don't think he'll ever be what he was.
And that's probably fair. But I also think you've got Clowney at the very best he's going to be right now. So his value's never going to be higher. And both those guys you use kind of the same way. You move them around. You don't really have room for two of those. Maybe you do if they use them better. But it never seemed to work the rare times they were in there together.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think a lot of the reasons why his numbers have been good this year is because, you know, they've been able to use him that way. And I think if you have a healthy Watt and you're using him that way, you get more impact. But I don't know if you're going to ever have a healthy Watt.
I think back to when Mario Williams left. And obviously, they didn't trade him away, so it's a little bit different. But they basically decided they didn't want him back.
They decided they didn't want to pay him. They wanted him back, but they weren't going to pay him what he was going to get.
And it was coming off the one season that Mario really dealt with serious injury issues in Houston. And then, like, his first 3 years at Buffalo, he was just a force.
But then when it went away fast.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I could see the same thing here. And I'm not saying they're even entertaining the idea. Maybe that's what I'll write this week. Why they should do it.
Yeah.
Because I do think there's something to be said for, you know, depending on what kind of package you could get for him. But getting back in the first round this year would have to be part of it.
I guess.
Give me that and a cornerback, and I think I'd do it.
It'd have to be a pretty fuck.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
It didn't go all the way, right?
No, it didn't go all the way, but geez, where'd that come from?
It'd have to be a pretty friggin' good cornerback. How about that?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, somehow I just forget we're not just shooting the breeze here.
Yeah, especially when, you know, Christmas week when there's nobody listening.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let me tell you about Triangle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. And not only do they care about providing you a good low electricity rate, but they want to provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses overall. And that's the whole goal, is to make your home more energy efficient. Use promo code ESPN to get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you'll get the Smart 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Triangle Energy will even come out and install it absolutely free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman's College Basketball Report. There's stuff from me on there. There's stuff from Charlie Polillo. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. 713 says trading J.J. is the elephant in the room. I don't think J.J.'s contract is tradable.
I don't think he's got value.
For one thing, there's zero value, and
I don't think anybody's taking that on.
No, and I didn't think Osweiler's contract was tradable, but that was also a much different. Setup. So, yeah, I don't see any way, shape, or form you can do that or would do that. But I do think there's, the more I think about it, I think there's some merit to at least considering it, because I don't know that you're ever going to get more out of him than what you're getting this year, and it doesn't matter.
And it's about to start costing you more money.
Yeah, I mean, he's not like he's, you know, he's not underpaid for what he's producing at the moment. He's just still on the rookie deal. So that's one I would think about if I could, but I'd have to get a lot back.
You've got to get it.
I think you would. And we used to say it was ridiculous to talk about things like this, but guess what? Teams are making these trades now. So.
Well, they should have traded J.J. Watt 2 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been.
That was the move.
But the thing is, if you move him this offseason, zero dead money, and you save 13.484. Yeah. The thing about that, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's still got fewer than 10 sacks, $13 million a year. He ain't underpaid, but I just think it'd be worth thinking about.
But you know, I mean, when you watch that guy, you know that sack numbers are, that's part of what he provides. I mean, he's a disruptor.
He is.
Way more plays than he isn't.
And, you know, the tackles for losses, where he's among the league leaders in that. And I think he has to be accounted for. And there's a lot that he does, but it sure ain't helping him. Yeah. It's just like they were 2-14 when J.J. Watt was still at the top of his game.
Yeah.
So, old school Chris says he's still listening, just left Midtown, headed home to Humble. Your show gets me home every day. Well, let me check Transtar and see what your traffic looks like heading out that way. Doesn't look too bad. Well, I'm seeing a lot of red on I-10 coming into downtown. The 610 West Loop. Lots of red and orange, oh, especially over here by us in the Galleria area. And some red on 59 heading into downtown. There's an incident at 288 northbound at I-10 610 South Loop, an accident. Also, some road closures. I-45 Gulf Freeway, southbound frontage road at Griggs. There's some construction, but that's been there for a while. And there is an incident. I-45 Gulf Freeway northbound at Monroe Road, there's a stall, according to Transtar. And there's a bunch of stuff way out in Sugar Land, but you probably can't help you with that. And there's also red near Intercontinental Airport on the 610 loop.
Okay.
Okay. See? Hopefully that helps. So I'm trying to give everybody, you know, a little more than what they get ordinarily, because we can.
I found something on the internet this afternoon that I wanted to share at some point today.
Oh, okay. You wanted
A Santa letter.
Oh, can we do that next segment?
Sure.
Because I think that would be fun. Yeah. And I want to spend
It's actually a Santa correspondence.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, well, before I forget, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we've had some bad experiences on airplanes.
Yeah.
Including people throwing up and all kinds of stuff. Here's one that if this happened to me, I would probably chop my own head off.
That would be difficult.
Well, I'd think about it. I don't really know what Chrissy Teigen's ever been in. I just know she's a model and TV personality, yeah. And I know her name.
I heard about this story. This is horrible.
This is the worst. Apparently, she was on a flight from L.A. to Tokyo. They're 4 hours into the flight, and they have to turn around and go back to L.A. because, quote, the wrong passenger got on the plane.
So now everybody's got to pay.
8 hours. Ugh. Of meaningless flight.
Ugh.
It's like 8 hours of your life on a flight because the wrong guy got on the plane. So the cabin crew notified the pilot that one of the passengers boarded the incorrect flight, and the pilot in command made the decision to return to the originating airport.
I wouldn't have.
No, I'd have said, you know what? We'll drop his ass off in Hawaii and let him get home on his own.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. Because 8 hours?
That's tough.
Did you see what Sheila Jackson Lee did to somebody as well?
Yeah, I saw that, but it sounded like the airline screwed up, not her.
From what I read, I thought Sheila Jackson Lee just basically told them I wanted first class 1A, and they just gave it to her. But I don't know if there's any other kind of circumstances around it.
Yeah, the first blush of that, it looked like she was being a dickweed, but I don't know that was necessarily the case. But poor Chrissy Teigen was like, why do we all get punished for this one person's mistake? Why not just land in Tokyo and send the other person back? How is this the better idea, you ask? We all have the same questions. They said they put our plane in a secure area. We can't be near the common folk. And apparently the passengers were questioned after they returned to Los Angeles.
Oh.
I would never fly that airline again.
I'm done.
Plus it's like some Japanese air or something, so there's no reason for me to do it.
Yeah. I remember the last time I booked on that anyway.
All Nippon Airways.
No. I you know what? I'm going to take a stance now. I'm never flying that again.
I'm with you. Okay, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And here's the other thing. How does it take you 4 hours to figure this out?
I don't know. Like, maybe he takes a nap and then he wakes up and is like, oh, man, sure can't wait to get to Branson, Missouri. And they're like, huh? We're going to Tokyo, buddy. What? This isn't the trip to Branson? No.
That worries me a little because how the hell can the wrong guy get on an airplane? An international flight.
Yeah. Step up your security.
Is that a TSA thing? I need more details about what happened here because this really isn't telling me a whole hell of a lot. So, interesting. But I've never had that happen. So,
Thank goodness.
I've had planes have to turn around before, but I've never flown to Tokyo. So,
no.
That's got to be like 19 hours or something.
I don't know how far it is. 19 seems excessive, but wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I guess we're flying from L.A.
Yeah. So. From here, it might be maybe 19, but what do I know?
Now, there's a little website that tells you the flight times.
You better hurry.
Well, here we go. Flight time from LAX to Tokyo, Japan, 11 hours, 28 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah, from here, it's probably about 15 or 16, one would guess. But it's also 8 hours to go nowhere if you're on that flight.
Man, you know what they needed? Carbock.
Oh, God, yeah.
They needed a lot of Carbock. And if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, I highly recommend it. In fact, I sent a couple people out there that went this week and loved it. Dave Tepper came into town, and he said he hadn't been. He wanted to go try it. He tried it out yesterday. Loved it. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. They've got a fantastic menu. The buttermilk fried chicken, the poutine, the Korean fried chicken, which I love. The fish and chips is really good, the fish tacos, and everything pairs really well with your favorite Carbock beer. They've got a ton of those on the wall as well. Carbach can hold a private event. They've got an indoor room that'll hold 185 people, a good space outdoors in the beer garden. And speaking of the beer garden, come hang out with them. They open at 2:30 on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. Go in, have a couple beers while you're there, take a tour of the brewery. They're located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. And when you're out and about this week or you're thinking making your New Year's plans, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.